We are back on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It is, of course, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm your host, Rocco Nushi, as we go now to the hotline and welcome in the head coach of the North Ridgeville Ranger Wrestling Program. That is the one and only Joel Melvin. Coach Melvin, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. How are you doing?
Good, Rocco. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us, Coach. You're always one of our favorites to talk to. And before we go into recent action for you guys, Coach, if you could, maybe just your general thoughts on how this season has gone for you so far. I mean, we haven't really spoke since the preview show back there in Avon, and I know you said numbers weren't exactly where you wanted them to start the season, but for the guys that have come out and wrestled so far this season, what have been your thoughts on everything so far?
We've had our ups and downs, like I'm sure everybody has. We had, I felt really a strong start. We had a strong showing at Lorain. I believe everybody we took placed had a champion, and Nate Bober at 138 pounds that week. Wrestled a great match. Then we went to Cuyahoga Heights and had a great showing there, and had almost all of our guys place. Once again, Nate Bober won a championship there. Eddie Powers made the finals again 2 weeks in a row. With the small numbers we have, we're competing. We're kind of in that lull in the season right now where the hype of the beginning of the year is gone, and the excitement of the postseason isn't quite there yet. The last few weeks we had some kind of down moments when we wrestled Avon and Midview, but the boys bounced back. We had a strong showing at the Audrey Genovese and even at the Matucci Classic last week. So, ups and downs really, but I'm proud. I am, the new guys that come out, like Caleb Grimm, 113 pounder, like came out of nowhere and first tournament, he makes the semifinals, like just wins his first three matches by pin, and wow. Like, man, this is sweet. things like that. There's been awesome moments throughout the year, sure. But being the competitor that I am, it's like you focus on the losses and the downside to try to just improve and get better.
Well, I think one overwhelming positive for you so far this year, Coach, and Sean Bennett had an awesome article in the Chronicle-Telegram on this young man. That'd be junior Nate Bober, who you mentioned a couple of times there with some individual championships so far this season. Just his story, and I wasn't really as well educated as maybe I should have been on what he's been through just to kind of get to where he's at with some of those back issues and just kind of a light summer for him, getting ready for football, jumps into the wrestling scene again this year and has really just kind of taken your program by storm. He's been very successful outside of that, obviously. Just talk to me about what he's been able to do and just kind of the story of that young man. Just very impressed by him.
Yeah, Nate is just, he's an athlete. I said in the paper, and yeah, huge shout out to Sean. It was a great article. Kind of caught me by surprise, too. Like, I guess I'd never really just put it together that Nate's having a pretty good year. We just keep pushing him in the room, and he responds well to it. He came in the room this year, and he was our leader. And for him to come out, and he wrestled an unbelievable finals match. Like, he took everything that we've been preaching for the last year and a half, and it all came together in that finals match at Lorain. And then he took a loss at the Cuyahoga Heights tournament to another Barberton kid who – tried throwing, kind of doing the funk style that Nate can do at times. And so Nate lost. And then I said, don't worry, we're going to get him back in the finals, which he did. And then Nate goes out there and pins him. He listens to what our game plan was, and he was involved in that game plan, which is really nice to hear him start to speak of, hey, I made this mistake, and this is how I plan on fixing it, or can you help me with this? I get stuck here, not quite sure what to do. Can you help me? So to see the maturation of Nate is really a great thing to see. And he had, I think, every tournament he's been in the finals except for the MIT, and that, wow. That was just an off week for him. Both matches he lost were close. They might have both been overtime. But I know one was for sure. And he came right off the mat, and he owned it. He owned his losses. He watched the video. He came back the next day and broke down the video just by memory. So it's really good to see. You know, he had a loss last week in the Audrey Genovesi finals where he was winning and then made a mistake, had a mental error, and it cost him. But to hear him break it down is what I really, really love about Nate. And with him being only a junior, I'm very excited to see what the future brings.
Yeah, no question. And again, I just got to give another shout out to Sean Bennett for that article in the Chronicle Telegram. That was just really awesome to read through, just kind of his story and how he's sort of just really gotten back after things this year. One of the more consistent names elsewhere in your program, Coach Eddie Powers, a guy we've talked about a number of times, another runner-up that at that Audrey Genovesi tournament. Talk to me about what his season's been about so far.
Yeah, Eddie's really turned it on. I am so proud of him as well. He used to be a defensive wrestler, and we worried about when he went against the bigger guys that they'd just be able to kind of out-muscle him, just kind of throw him around, like a lot of heavyweight matches are. And then all of a sudden at that Lorraine tournament, we saw a different side. He's more aggressive. He gets after it. You know, he's trying to he's trying to do his offense. Now, he's not going to go in there and shoot, like a double leg or like a low single or something like that. But he is creating his own offense, and very exciting to watch. And he's another one that I just love watching his progression. You know, he's wrestled, like last week he finished second, like you said, at the Genovesi. And he's wrestled that Kenston kid three times now. That's the third time. And the first time he got pinned in like 40 seconds. The second time he got pinned in, I think it was around a minute and a half. And now all of a sudden he loses to him 8-3. And he's pushing this kid. And to see him make the adjustments to close those gaps is very promising. And he has a goal of making a nice postseason run. And I, if Eddie keeps wrestling the way he is, who knows? Because now, he wrestled Austin Dye. He's ranked 7th in the state, D1, and it was a 5-2 match. It was 3-2, and then Eddie kind of just took a desperation shot because time was getting low, and Austin spun around and scored. And Austin is a great heavyweight.
Yeah.
And for Eddie to go like that with him and to see him push Austin and some of the things that I had seen over the years – I could tell where Eddie might be going down because like he leans to one side and the heavyweight will, you know, his opponent will catch him and he'll be able to snap him down or throw him. And then that would end up with Eddie on his back and stuff like that is, not happening. And if it does, like against the Kenston kid, it takes longer for that to happen. And then pretty soon it's not happening. So,
yeah. Well, a lot of development happening over there for you guys this year. Is that Are you able to kind of reflect on that through the season and take some pride in like seeing the strides that your guys are making, or is that just something maybe after the season you step back and say, wow, a lot of guys really took some steps forward this year?
Well, to be honest, we're all the coaches. We're competitors, and we want our team to do well, and we want to make sure that our name is a good one when it comes to wrestling. So it does take time for us to reflect. Like I said earlier, there's a lot of times that I will focus on the losses and the mistakes that were made, and dwell longer on that than the success. So it's times like these when I get to really, really talk about it. And like you said, like you kind of put it into perspective, you know, that it really is like, yeah, we're doing good. You know, Caleb Grimm doing well. Mm-hmm. You know, Jaden Schaefer is a wrestler who, you know, he didn't wrestle for 3 years and decided to come back this year. And then he goes out and places at Lorraine and then starts winning a few varsity matches. And Andrew Flesher, a 215-pounder, first-year kid who has never wrestled before, down to 215. And he's winning matches at varsity. You know, he's just missing placements and so to see how everybody is coming along, it is nice to see.
That is fantastic. Coaches, again, we're joined on the hotline by North Ridgeville head wrestling coach Joel Melvin here on the Cobos Insurance Center weekly high school wrestling recap. Coach, two more before I let you go. I know you guys, you head coaches are busy amongst, well, the busy. That's for sure.
I could talk all night.
Well, good deal. Superintendent Roxanne Ramsey Casario over there in North Ridgeville. You guys had her out for that duel against Midview. What was that like, just kind of having her mat side? And, you know, what kind of things was she offering to the wrestlers? Was there any, you know, back and forths between you and her, the wrestlers and her? What was her involvement all in that duel, and how cool was that to have her there?
It was great. That concept is actually something that I borrowed from Coach Tom Ryan down at Ohio State.
Okay.
And I was actually at a match where he had brought Urban Meyer out to be an honorary coach, and it was against their rival. And so I decided that was something that I wanted to do. And last year I had done it with Amy Esser, who's the girls' basketball coach.
Yeah.
I did it with Amy McMillan, who's she was the newly hired girls' softball coach. And I did it with Matt Ponting and his baseball staff, just to try to encourage, spread the word of wrestling and kind of what it offers, and, you know, kind of gets a bad rap at times. But with Roxanne, we were at an event for the One Vision, I think it was called, for the new schools. We were talking, and I was like, hey, I got to get you out as an honorary coach sometime. She's like, let's go. Because I'd love to do it. So, yeah, she came in, and very excited. And she, you know, she didn't offer, like, advice on moves, but just to try to motivate the kids, like, hey, you know, like, get after it. Let's go and be aggressive on and off the mat. And then when it was all said and done, like, it wasn't our best performance of the night, and I was pretty upset. And she offered great advice. Our coaches, the honorary coaches, that's what they are. They're coaches that day. So, after, you know, they get an opportunity to speak to the team. She said, she just said, learn from this. You need to watch the film and learn from this. And I was like, yeah, that is, like, that's awesome. You know, I said, but for to have her, to be able to have the confidence to say that to the boys, you know, they know who she is, but they don't know her.
Right.
But they know that she's coming in and she's a coach, and her voice is just as important as all of ours. So it was really great having her. She was very excited. She wants to come back.
Awesome. Yeah, that's cool. I've gotten to talk to her once, if not twice, and I've seen her talking elsewhere, obviously, and that certainly seems like something right up her alley. I mean, you know, full of energy as she is, and definitely an intense person. So that's awesome that she was able to be a honorary coach for the day there in that Midview duel. You kind of mentioned, you know, the whole goal of that, helping spread the word and kind of building that culture, getting that bad rep away from wrestling that it sometimes will carry for whatever reason. How are, you know, future numbers potentially looking with some of the youth, movement, you know, the middle school activity, the middle school wrestlers, the JV wrestlers? I know you guys do a good job on Facebook and Twitter kind of posting results from them. Have you gotten to look much at that? What, you know, obviously plenty to go still this year, but, you know, maybe what lies ahead in the future for you guys?
Our numbers at the youth right now are around 55, which is good. We have maybe a fair amount in, like, fifth and sixth grade, and there's a lull right now, like, in third and fourth, so we're going to have to hit that area pretty hard. Okay. But they're competing. There's some strong some wrestlers down there. The future's bright. The middle school is at 27, and they're having a great year. Coaches Jeff Yost and Joe McNamara and Larry Flanagan are just – they have a room that is filled with competitors. So they've learned that no matter what their skill level is, if they come in and go hard and just try to bring it, that they're going to learn and they're going to get better and they're going to make their teammates better. So they're placing. I think they've brought home hardware at two tournaments this year. They were at the West Geauga Duels. They finished runner-up there, and they were runner-up at our own tournament to Avon Lake. But it's very nice to see, because we went from, I think, seven wrestlers last year to 27 this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have a good group. I think there's about maybe 14 eighth graders. So if we get 9 or 10 of those next year,
yeah.
And then there's another, I think, I think 13 seventh graders. And okay. If we can get 9 to 10 of them, and sure. it looks like we're going to be off and running at that point.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of potential there on the horizon. I mean, again, I'm sure you guys and your staff are focused on just, you know, finishing out this year and doing those guys the right justice. But that's got to be exciting for you guys, knowing what's kind of on the other side there.
It is, and we're able to catch the tail end of middle school because they practice before us. So we're able to kind of interact with them and recap the weekend with them and you know, just try to start to build that relationship with them so they will stick around and come out.
There you go. That's what we're hoping for. No question about that. So, Coach, awesome conversation here with you this evening. Before I let you go, if you could, maybe just, you know, some goals for your guys the rest of the season. Obviously, state tournament time right around the corner as we really dive into the second half of the season here. So what's kind of the goals and expectations for your room as we, you know, hit the second half?
Well, we're going to take the motto of our principal, Mr. Mueller, and it's where our focus is we need to get better every day. So GBED. And that's for real. He even has it on his license plate. But it's a culture that he's built throughout the school, and mm-hmm. it's not anymore. It's what we live by in our room because we need to. We have to get better every day. We have just yesterday we had a couple of alumni come in, and they were rolling around with the heavyweights, and like they came over and they were like, "Hey, you know, Eddie, he's coachable. He's strong. You know, he's." Going hard, and you know, the 215 pounder Flesher, same thing. So goal is to get better every day. We got to rebound from our mistakes and our losses. That's another big thing. Compete, you know, finish out the SWC dual schedule, hopefully as healthy as we can be.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the conference tournament, have a strong showing there. And then just start our postseason run, like make sure everybody's healthy. And then like, just, I've been telling the guys already, like, we get to Midview Sectional, let's open it up.
There you go.
Let's go.
GBED. Yep. I like that. Get better every day.
GBED it up.
Short, simple, to the point. I like it. I like it a lot. And you guys are certainly embodying that over there. Hey, Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. I always appreciate the time. Always a pleasure talking to you. Best of luck to you and the guys the rest of the way. I'm sure we'll be catching up again before the end of the year.
Thanks, Rocco. I appreciate everything you guys do for us. Have a great night.
You as well, Coach. And that is North Ridgeville head wrestling coach Joel Melvin. We'll be back with more right here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty, AM 930, 100.3 FM, and online at WEOL.com.